Hi, and welcome to Super Brain Teaching Podcast with your host, Steve Halpern. If you're new to this podcast, the purpose of the podcast is to give you the best and latest tools and information to make a difference in your life, your family, your friends, and your community. You know, recently I heard of a couple school districts that really had implemented a healthy eating program, lunch program, and the teachers reported big differences in the attention span of the children and in their behavior, not so hyperactive. I mean, many years ago, New York City had a pilot test program where they gave just some vitamin C to elementary school children and watched what happened. And it was, even with a minor intervention like this, there was a big, big change. They weren't really getting enough vitamin C from the orange juice, if they even took the orange juice. And so they really weren't getting very much of the vitamin C, and they were on a plant-based, fruit-based diet program. So this intervention helped. But a new directive was put in now that elementary schools and high schools do not have to have healthy eating programs, and they can serve chocolate milk and other junk-type foods. Even though communities are taking action, I've seen communities where they've monitored and changed what was in the vending machines. This was in high school, and put in healthy choices. As I said in a previous podcast, it's so exciting to be part of what I see as a wellness health movement happening across country. Sales of milk have gone down, and sugar drinks has gone down, and processed meat has gone down. Burger King is actually on the brink of closing. And so more and more, the public's getting educated. The big key is, when do you start? You start now. And as I say to my clients, try and remember, if this is new to you and you're not feeling that well, think of a time when you might have felt really, really, really great. Just full of energy, clear-headed, peaceful, and just experiencing wellness. Well, if the people have had that, you can recall that. And at least you know the direction you want to move. And for the people that haven't, try to imagine what it would be like not to have those daily aches and pains and the drops in energy during the day and really glowing skin and clear eyesight and just feeling really sharp. It's possible, but it takes effort. It doesn't have to be hard. It can be easy. You climb a mountain one step at a time. On the health news, very, very interesting study, and it was reported in Medical Health News, Medical Tribune. A few other sites picked it up. They found in the study that vitamin D was very, very important in cancer treatment. Yes, cancer treatment. 90%, this is a quote from the article, 90% of chemotherapies fail because of drug resistance. Eventually, the cancer cells figure out how to become immune to the treatment, and that's a big, big problem. and they found that various forms of vitamin D could unmask the protection that the cancer cells had and make them much, much more susceptible to the treatment. Well, it's a very similar effect of green tea and sulforaphane found in broccoli sprouts, but even more concentrated in broccoli seed. In fact, I mentioned in earlier podcasts that the sulforaphane from broccoli seed, broccoli sprouts, but again, it's much, much more concentrated in broccoli seed, such as Vitalica Physician, that they're developing and testing a sulforaphane chemo cancer drug in England. And it's already been in stage 2 trials. They're not only testing it on cancer, but they're also testing on arthritis and memory issues. But you don't have to wait for a drug. It's here. So that's on the health news. They've also found, and this is why it's very, very important that you think twice about which probiotics you are taking. You know, going to a health store or even CVS, there were at least 20 different types of probiotics. Probiotic for your brain, probiotic for your heart, probiotic for immunity. Just endless. Well, we still don't know enough. And I think that doing your homework, consulting with me, consulting with a health practitioner, and selecting some specific and, you know, preventive and treatment-related probiotics might be a good idea. But again, it's the fiber in your diet, what we call the prebiotics, you know, the flaxseed and kimchi and fermented foods and pickles and cabbage that are so, so important. I like some of the newer yogurt products that are out, non-dairy yogurt products that have probiotics. I think that's a nice option, as I'm not very supportive of dairy consumption. I think we've been lied to, and so many studies have been supported by the dairy industry. There's some benefits. I think certainly colostrum as a supplement can have immune enhancing effects. Colostrum is that first substance that comes out in breast milk, whether it's a human or cow milk. And there are companies that manufacture colostrum supplements, and I think they're a good addition to the immune system. And by the way, while I'm talking about immune system, one of the top immune supplements I recommend and I take is something called colloidal silver. Now, yes, a search on traditional conventional sites will say that, oh, silver can be toxic and you'll turn blue. Well, that's a high dose silver. Not microscopic amounts of silver, what they call nano silver. They've even used it in burn units for years to stop infection. It doesn't seem to kill probiotics. It has a really wide spectrum, everything from MRSA infection to almost every single bacteria and many viruses and funguses are susceptible to this. I've even gotten good results with athlete's foot fungal infection, skin fungal infection, and as a dental rinse. It's very, very safe. The one I use is Sovereign Silver. It's the most tested and patented silver product. So silver, colloidal silver, is very, very high on my list. I think it'd be coming down with a sore throat. It'd be great to gargle with it. Very, very effective. And as I've reported before, I like bacopa. Bacopa is an Ayurvedic herb that is very, very supportive of brain function. If you're a student, graduate student, medical student, just anyone who needs brain support functions, I think bacopa is extremely valuable. And it's, again, it's very, very, very safe. There are almost no real reports of any problems. Now, a little off the path here of traditional, even especially traditional medicine, is kava. Kava has been used by Polynesians for centuries. Kava tea and kava extract and kava leaf. And it has some really, really interesting effects. Relaxation effects for anxiety and even for what they call neuropathic pain. Pain not related to infection, but for the nervous system. I've used it. I've recommended it. I've seen great results. My suggestion is start with a kava tea so you can monitor how you're feeling. Maybe kava drops, and start with a very small dose and see how you feel. Do not mix it with alcohol. That's not a good idea. And some people has a sedation effect. Some people have an improvement in concentration and brain organization when they have work to do. So it's certainly worth a try. Maybe even as a sleep aid. You can use it with melatonin, magnesium, phosphatidylserine in the evening time to help with sleep issues, because sleep is so, so important for the hormonal system, for the immune system, for so many, so many aspects of health. Getting restful, deep sleep where you go through all the sleep cycles. Hopefully it's around the same time, and so you're establishing habits. And I keep trying to emphasize in these podcasts, it's about changing habits. Our food tastes have been conditioned. Around the world, people eat so many different foods that a typical American would not eat. Insects and all sorts of odd type of food that works for that population, and they've gotten used to it because it's habit. And what a nice thing that happens when you go through a health program. You detoxify, you support liver function, your microbiome, your taste changes. And suddenly, you don't want the sugar, or you don't want that junk food, and you really taste it, and then you see how it makes you feel. And then it becomes easy. Because as I said again in previous podcasts, it's about listening to your body wisdom. What does that food feel like? Oh, when I eat it, I feel sluggish. I feel tired. I just don't have, you know, the energy. And again, testing is important. It's certainly a good idea to get your vitamin. You know, don't believe the nonsense. Vitamin D doesn't work and it's useless. And, you know, they used to say the same thing about B vitamins. And yes, I'll comment briefly on B vitamins and multivitamins. But you hear, oh no, D doesn't work and it's a waste of time and blah, 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 blah with that. Well, as I said in this podcast, legitimate research has found that it can not only be a benefit in cancer treatment, but also cancer prevention. How about that? And you're not going to get it sunbathing with lots of sunscreen. You need about maybe 30, 40 minutes of good sun, full body sun, to get the vitamin D, and then you'll make about 20,000 units of vitamin D. Now, if you're taking vitamin D and you're exposed to the sun, you won't make too much vitamin D. The body will turn off the production of the vitamin D. And then I saw another web blog or, you know, web report. Oh, fish oils don't work. And you often realize how information can be manipulated, and you know, you can nitpick studies, and you know, they always cite something called the Cochrane Review. What is that? Is that studies? No, they handpick studies. They go through Medline, one of the medical databases, and they put in some search words, and they see the studies that come up, and then they comment and, you know, categorize the studies. Well, it's only as good as the studies that have been done and the studies they look at. Yeah. I can do a Cochrane review and probably find, if I go back far enough, that smoking is beneficial. So, I mean, they used to say, you know, that Camels was the most preferred cigarette for doctors. And if you want to improve and relax your concentration, smoking was good for your throat. So you got to be careful of what this so-called, you know, what study was done, where was it done, how many people was it done, who was behind the study, was it replicated consistently. The whole purpose of a study is that you want other researchers to replicate your study. Repeat the study, repeat the study. Then it makes some valuable sense. Now, how about something like bypass surgery? Is it a benefit? Was it really, really studied the way they would want a vitamin to be studied? Was it a double-blind, placebo-controlled study done? No. Don't know sham studies. There was one sham study that was done in England, where they allow that, where people thought they were getting a stent or bypass. And then they compared the results. And the group that didn't get it got the same results as the group that got it. How about that? So many procedures, invasive procedures, had never been put to the test. And we're often criticized in the health area. There's, oh, well, it's a placebo. You take that supplement and it's a placebo. Maybe the bypass is a placebo. Maybe the stent results are a placebo. So, you know, don't easily put down the idea that, you know, supplementation can be a benefit. Now, let's get real, real quick into this whole B vitamins. When you look at a vitamin, multivitamin in the stores, it might say 50 milligrams of different B vitamins. And another one might say 100 milligrams of various B vitamins. That was marketing. Many, many, many years ago, when they discovered different vitamins, and they realized they only needed a small amount, very, very small amount of the vitamin to make a difference, unless you have a genetic issue, a biochemical genetic issue. You didn't need that much. A couple, maybe tops. Okay, a milligram or two. But even much less. Well, companies have started making vitamins, and we didn't have the variety of supplements we have today and all that. Nutraceutical ingredients, they needed to compete. So it came out higher and higher and higher and higher doses, therapeutic doses, so that they can market it. But there's no There's no scientific reason for a B complex, a 50-50-50-50 B complex, or a multivitamin with 50-50-50 of the B vitamins. No basis to it. Just nonsense. Okay. And yet, you know, people take multivitamins. And then if you're putting that in, do you have enough room in that multivitamin to put enough magnesium, which people need, and enough vitamin D, which people do need, and a little bit of vitamin C, and maybe, you know, small amounts of, especially in males, of zinc and other beneficial nutrients? It's kind of hard because you're filling it up with, and you're marketing as a, with super amounts of B complex, which are kind of cheap to put in, and they just look good from a marketing point of view. So, the goal is wellness. Wellness. Your first thought in the morning should be grateful. And then you start thinking of how can I improve my health on a daily basis. What can I do today? Take that walk, do some stretching, eat some healthy food. What can I do that day to enhance my most valuable asset, my health? And many times people only really appreciate that when they get sick and they start to lose their health. So appreciate the body's ability to heal, but you have to make the effort. And if you need the support, I'm going to start to do health and wellness coaching. You can email me at NutraSteve, NutraSteve at hotmail.com, or 914-960-5569. And I do work in conjunction with an integrative physician, Dr. Pauline List. I also consult with world-class trainers who just have decades of experience. I've been a martial artist and an athlete my whole life. Had my first gym when I was 13 years old, training my friends. So I have a broad knowledge of how to support that aspect of health. So if you've enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe. You can certainly add some suggestions on the on Podbeam site, you know, things, you know, comments, suggestions, topics you'd like me to cover. And again, please share this with your friends and family. And if you've enjoyed this podcast, let me know. And this is Steve Halpern with Super Anti-Aging. Be well.